We're joined in studio now by Hiller Moore, the East Baton Rouge Parish District Attorney, and I have his nice visage in my mailbox. Just pulled this out, asking for support for a 1.5 mill tax, be $1.50 a month, for a mental health center in Baton Rouge. If I recall correctly, we had a vote on this once before, and it went down in a close vote.
We did. It was about 2 years ago, and actually the millage then we were asking was 2 mil. And so after further review and study and more meetings, we've got it down to 1.5, which we think would cover our cost.
Why do we need this mental health center?
Man, there's so many different reasons, but it's really for the health of Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge has never had a true mental health place to go to, such as the bridge that we're trying to get. We did have the M several years ago, and really that thing worked well. Then with the demise of Earl K. Long, that went away as well. It really worked well with the police department, the sheriff's office, and helped the people. We saw a decrease in the amount of folks that we saw as criminal defendants, and that has gone away, and that now the problem has really increased significantly, and particularly now because of the opioid issues that we're facing. And then with the flood of 2016, we saw some significant increases in suicide and murder suicides. And it's just been increasing all the time, and we've just never been able to take care of it. We need a center badly here.
877-217-5757 for Hiller Moore. The recent increase in drug overdoses have been so steep that they have contributed to reductions in the country's life expectancy over the last 3 years, a pattern unprecedented since World War II. Life expectancy at birth has fallen by nearly 4 months, with drug overdoses the leading cause of death for adults under 55.
So
you classify that as a mental health issue.
Well, so what we see is we generally do not see someone just with a drug problem or just with a mental health problem. We normally see them with the different diagnoses. So, yes, so we see that in combination with everything else that we see. So that is a big issue for us. The biggest number that, and I don't want to steal from Dr. Bill Clark, but his numbers are staggering. In 2017, Dr. Clark and other doctors that do this, they either PEC, Physician's Emergency Certificate, or Coroner's Emergency Certificate, around 10,000 people in the greater Baton Rouge area in 1 year. That's a staggering number of people that had to be taken out of life for 3 days, a day, 3 days to 5 days, because of a mental health issue.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. Or a mental health issue, a drug issue, alcohol, or combination of all of those.
10,000 in our little community.
That's correct. So now what happens is if you have a mental health issue, and generally this generally what the scenario is. There's a parent who has a child, and that child may be extremely intelligent, may have a college degree, but maybe not, and that parent is raising a child or grandparents raising a child, and they have significant mental health issues. They're tired of dealing with this person. They're not taking their medicine. They're breaking things in the house. They're stealing from them. What do you do? Where do you take that person if they're 23 years old and not compliant? Generally, you call the police. Mm-hmm. And when the police come, your son or grandson now goes to jail, and he has a mental health problem. He stays in jail, and the parent or grandparent wants to rest for a day, a week, 2 weeks, and that person stays in jail without any assistance. With the Bridge Center, you can then bring that child, the police can bring that child, that person, to the Bridge Center and be treated and not incarcerated.
Well, law enforcement is, by and large, supporting this tax, including the sheriff, Sid Gautreaux. He, in the flyer I received, says a mental health center would save law enforcement officers time and allow them to patrol and combat crime. And I would imagine much of the crime is related to people who have mental health challenges.
So, yes, and it's generally a crime against own family members, or it's also crime that's walking around without clothes on, loitering, you name it, you see it. And some people that we see and come into contact with, EMS has been called to their home 60 times a year. And wow, that's eating up volumes of time and spaces for police and time that can be spent otherwise.
What would this health center look like? Do we have a prospective location?
We do. So instead of trying to build a building for us, we're looking right now at the Baton Rouge General Emergency Room. that's no longer in use. It'll be perfect for what we do. There's no some remodeling that would have to be done because this will be like a hospital setting. We'll have two different types of beds. One will be the detox for people that are acute at the time and need a particular type of room compared to someone that needs a regular hospital bed. And what we envision is seeing around 5,000 people per year at this site, 24 hours a day, every day, no day off. You can walk in, parents can bring you, or police can drop you off. And you're treated there for around 3 days to 5 days. From there, hence the name of Bridge, once you're released from that facility, they will then bridge you to other community service providers so that you're not then just left behind. And that's what we're missing.
Okay, 877-217-5757, and talk at talklouisiana.org. We'll have Hiller Moore for another segment if you'd like to pose a question to him. He has been talking about opioid addiction and related mental health challenges for some time, as has the coroner, Bo Clark, who sees this on a regular basis. And this would be a 1.5 mil property tax, about $1.50 a month. And according to the numbers that have been churned, if the results are good, it would save $55 million over 10 years in prison costs and officer time. Are you basing this on things that have happened in other places?
Yes, we've looked at the Bexar County at San Antonio. That's the model that we have looked at. And our experts and our people who have crunched the numbers have looked at what they have been able to do. And with the number of people we plan on serving, less jail time, less police involvement, that's the numbers that we've come up with.
Well, it is designed to provide mental health and stabilization instead of sending patients to the ER or to prison. And it would be located at the old Baton Rouge General Emergency Room, which, as you noted, is no longer in existence. If you have a health-related emergency in North Baton Rouge, you got to go all the way to the lake, right?
Correct. And, you know, we were really worried about the rise in homicide numbers because of the time that emergency personnel would have to take to get you if you're shot or injured.
We'll go to the phone lines after this brief timeout. If you'd like to join the conversation, there is ample time to do so with District Attorney Hiller Moore, 877-217-5757. We're back after this 90-second pause on WRKF. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. District Attorney Hiller Moore is with us to talk about the mental health center tax, 1.5 mils, property tax. It's on the ballot a week from tomorrow. Unfortunately, Kathy Kleber, the former health secretary, was also slated to be with us, but she had a car wreck on the way here, that terrible traffic we have in our area, and we wish Kathy well. Understand it's not a major situation, but nonetheless, that's no fun when you're in an accident. Carolyn and Zachary. Carolyn, we start with you. You're on the air with Hiller Moore. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Jim and Hiller.
Hey, Zach.
I just want to start out by saying I have a child who's grown. Well, he's a young man now. He's 33. And he has, a mental illness. And just this month of November, he's been OPC twice. He's been PEC three times. He started off in Baton Rouge getting hit in the elbow. He was OPC'd. Shout out to Bo Clark. Because, oh, my God, my son would be dead this month but for a coroner that listens to families. And everything we say, we have to be able to document and we have to tell the truth. But he does listen to us and he does help us out with these harrowing circumstances. But
right. Would you respond?
Yeah, Carolyn, thanks for the call. Look, for all the other listeners, I know Carolyn well. Carolyn knows this situation very well, unfortunately. She's been at the forefront of the issue. And her story that she's telling right now and could go on and tell for a long time is typical of what we see. Children such as hers that are suffering from significant mental health do face the criminal justice system, and we need to find a way to really treat them, to keep them out of the system. It is a serious concern, and she knows it well, and her story is typical.
Thank you, Carolyn. Wayne and Hammond. Good morning, Wayne. You're on Talk Louisiana. Matt, you're going to have to pull up Wayne for us.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. I have several relatives who have caught up in that cycle. And so you're saying that if I have a family member and they have a dual problem, they got some kind of depression, they also have an opioid problem, and they are a problem in the home, I can call the police, and will they be arrested first and then sent to this new hospital, or will they be diagnosed, like, in that ER and then put in the hospital first?
Wayne, that's an excellent question. Thanks for calling. So it depends. So if you're the parent, let's say, and it's your son that you're having trouble and your son maybe damaged something to your home, you can say as the parent, hey, police, this is what happened in my house. I don't want him arrested. Would you please bring him to the center? And I'm sure that the police would honor your request that he not be arrested and be brought to the center. If your son, for example, were to damage or hurt a neighbor, that may be a different story. But what happened in that case, if it's identifiable that your son is suffering from mental health, your son in that circumstance would be brought to the Bridge Center, would be housed there for 3 days or whatever until he's stabilized, would probably then be brought to the prison. But at that point, significant is that now everybody knows that your son is suffering from mental health, and that what we would do is to work to get your son out of jail immediately and into follow-up treatment. That's a very good question. Thanks.
Thank you, Wayne. Ed and Walker. Hi, Ed. You're on the air with Hiller Moore. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mr. Moore.
Ed.
excuse me. I was wondering, I remember a few years back when pharmacies were making pills that if you broke them in half were not effective anymore. Can they not do this anymore? I don't know if y'all are familiar with that or anything.
Ed, I do vaguely remember something about cutting pills in half and then making them not effective. I'm surely not the one to answer that question, but I know someone has that answer, but I do recall it, and I'm at a blank right now to give you an answer on that.
All right. Well, this 1.5 mil property tax would open a treatment center at the old Baton Rouge General. Right now, people go to the lake, and I would imagine there is a concern about security. What's going on with that?
No doubt. All the different folks that write about security of emergency rooms are crying out for help in emergency rooms. We see so many of our nurses and doctors and emergency personnel that are now being injured, battered, killed. Just last week in Chicago, I think 4 dead at the emergency room there. It's a significant problem because you're bringing folks that are dangerous, either through mental health issues or crime-related issues, to emergency rooms. And that's, again, one of the reasons that we need this Bridge Center. It's our Lady Lake Hospital is something that we need to cherish. It helps all of us here, and we need to make sure it's the safest place you can be.
What will the tax pay for beyond the actual bricks and mortar?
So first of all, we'd like to institute a mobile assessment team. So when the police go out and the dispatchers know that they've dispatched to this person or this location and they've had mental health issues before, instead of just the police who are really not equipped to handle mental health, this mobile assessment team would go there and assist the police. We'd have sobering beds, medical detox unit, psychologist, 16 registered nurses, licensed clinical social workers, medical assistants, nurse practitioners, you name it. It's the amount of people that would not only see the patient while in the bed, but follow them up after they leave the Bridge Center.
What do you say, District Attorney Hiller Moore, to those who say, look, it's a great idea, but we have existing funds. It's just a matter of shuffling some money around, getting rid of unneeded waste, and paying for it that way rather than doing it with a new tax?
I'm with them. I understand that. And look, when I see my tax bill, I flip it over and I say, I'm not sure if I'm getting what I'm paying for. I understand it completely. However, we have looked as much as we can, looking around to see where's that money tree. Can I shake it and find it? I wish I could. We have not been able to. This is the best, fairest way that we know to do it. There will be some detractors, and I understand they have valid points. I don't know any other way around it. If it fails this time, I'm not sure we can ever go back to try to help these people that have mental health issues. And we're begging for answers here. Mm-hmm. This is a small amount of money that will save lives. It has saved lives, and it's desperately needed here.
All right. It's
the right and the fair thing to do.
Another listener, Holly, says, is it difficult to have two taxes on the ballot at the same time?
Good question, Holly. Yes. So timing is everything, and we... Not sure that we planned it that way or planned it really for December election versus in November. It all kind of depended on when we were able to have things ready. But, yes, it is an issue. And I think the other issue is we're calling this the Bridge Center, although we're now saying media-wise it's a mental health tax because there's also a road tax. So we don't want to have the bridge confused with
and the road tax. Is not a property tax. I don't think.
I don't think so.
Tax.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
So there is a distinction there, but both, some would argue, are worthy concerns. We have bad traffic, as we know, as Kathy Kleber found out this morning. But we also have a high crime rate, and there are all kinds of statistics I've seen where the numbers of people who commit crimes and have mental health challenges are off the chart.
I want to say it's 60-70% is what we see here in Baton Rouge.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on the air with Hiller Moore.
Yes. Do you find that the lock them up and throw away the key crowd now recognizes the error of its ways and would be willing to support this measure?
So, Dan, I think by and large, yes. And I think that you've seen a lot of different changes with justice reform and numbers and stats and mainly more economics than anything else. But I think that, yes, for sure, that we've seen a significant change. And I know I've learned a lot in 10 years and changed a lot in 10 years just by seeing things and seeing people in distress and seeing problems and seeing some of the problems even the system causes people. So, yes, I do believe that people see this as a needed change.
And it would create some positions. Obviously, you got to have talented and quality people to run this. How would that work?
Well, we would hire them, the different nurses and the clinical people that we
have.
How
many nurses are we?
When we get up to full speed, and we're not going to start at full speed, it'll be 16 registered nurses, 11 licensed clinical social workers, 3 medical assistants, 4 chemical dependency counselors, certified peer specialists, and some nurse practitioners, as well as a psychiatrist and a MD. That's at full staff, but it'll take us some time to get there because we won't realize this money for a year.
But it's a 1.5 mil property tax for a mental health center on the ballot a week from tomorrow. Early voting, by the way, continues through tomorrow. Great. So if you'd like to beat the crowd a week from tomorrow, you can still vote today and tomorrow if you so choose. And thank you, Hiller Moore.
Absolutely.
Best of luck.
Thanks,
to you.
Jim.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more Talk Louisiana. John Berry is on deck after this timeout for the news on WRKF.